Today on Gardening in a Minute, do your plant homework. Before you buy new plants, save time, money, and frustration by doing your homework. Always check the plant's hardiness zones. This will tell you the type of climate it can tolerate. Find out how big the plant will get and think about whether you have room for it. You don't want to plant a large canopy tree like a live oak right next to your house. Do some research on the plant's care requirements. If it needs regular pruning and is a pest magnet, you may have to give it more attention than you have time for. And finally, consider how the plant fits into your design scheme. By spending a little extra time now, you'll be sure to choose a plant that will thrive in your garden.
Celebrating 5 years of bringing you great Florida-friendly gardening tips, Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. To learn more, visit gardeninginaminute.com.
Today on Gardening in a Minute, Southern Magnolia. Along with the live oak, the southern magnolia is one of the signature trees of the South. Gardeners love it for its glossy, evergreen foliage and its impressive flowers, which can grow as large as dinner plates and have a pleasant lemony scent. It's native to 8 states in the coastal South, including Florida. In its wild form, it can grow up to 90 feet tall. A number of cultivars can work well in home landscapes in North and Central Florida. Dee Dee Blanchard is popular for its showy foliage. The narrow-growing cultivar Hassie works well in yards with narrow lot lines, and Little Gem is a slower-growing variety that's also good for smaller spaces. So if you're considering adding a tree, why not try one of these classic southern beauties?
Celebrating 5 years of bringing you great Florida-friendly gardening tips, Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. To learn more, visit gardeninginaminute.com.
Today on Gardening in a Minute, perennials for the shade. Shade gardens are a wonderful way to utilize the areas under trees, beside fences, and along foundations, but be sure to choose the right plants for your shady spot. Check your garden's shade patterns. High tree canopies give partial or dappled shade, while buildings or low trees provide full shade. Some shade-loving plants also love the sun, so if your shade shifts, look for plants like flax lily that adapt. Many shady areas are also dry, so use drought-tolerant shade lovers like Devil's Backbone. Shade-loving perennials include ferns, cressandra, and gingers, but many more are available. Perennials with white or brightly colored flowers or variegated leaves, such as Jewels of Opar, will stand out and turn that shady area into a garden showpiece.
Celebrating 5 years of bringing you great Florida-friendly gardening tips, Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Extension and WUFT-FM. To learn more, visit gardeninginaminute.com.
Today on Gardening in a Minute, success with cuttings. Many gardeners enjoy taking cuttings to grow their own plants. Success with cuttings can often depend on creating a humid environment. A mist bed is one way to ensure that cuttings don't dry out. This device features a nozzle that periodically puts out a small burst of mist, but a mist bed can be complicated and expensive to set up and maintain. You can also create a greenhouse setting that keeps cuttings in high humidity. Just place your planted cuttings in a plastic bag and seal the top, or in a clear plastic bin with a lid. Be sure to keep cuttings in a cool, semi-shaded area to avoid cooking them. Cuttings are an inexpensive way to make new plants for your garden or to have more to share.
Celebrating 5 years of bringing you great Florida-friendly gardening tips, Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Extension and WUFT-FM. To learn more, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com.
Today on Gardening in a Minute, turf and landscape fertilization. Plants and grasses need nutrients to grow and typically get them from the soil, but sometimes we apply fertilizer to help them along. Apply the right type of fertilizer at the right time for best results. Your landscape plants may need a different fertilizer than your turf grass. Sometimes specific plants, like azaleas or palms, need a special formulation of fertilizer. Plants also benefit from the right amount of fertilizer. Over-fertilizing can aggravate pest problems, stimulate excessive growth, and lead to the need for frequent watering. It can also cause pollution of our waterways and groundwater. Typically, fertilizer with some slow-release content is the best choice and may help protect the environment. Before you apply any fertilizer, make sure you read and understand the label and that you follow all label instructions.
Celebrating 5 years of bringing you great Florida-friendly gardening tips, Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Extension and WUFT-FM. To learn more, visit gardeninginaminute.com.